This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we got an original key player in Brendan Ayer on the show, so we get through a ton of emails. We talk about making your senior year the best. A group of guys want to approach a group of girls, and we give them advice there. And a guy is at work trying to pick up another intern. Check it out, share it with friends, rate us, and comment on iTunes. Have fun. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. The episode numbers go up every single week. It's unbelievable, the response to this show, and I just want to say thank you. With that being said, let's keep pushing. Let's keep telling your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your papas. I want everyone involved with this podcast. And we're coming towards the home stretch of your shitty summer internship. And listen, give the gift of Papa JT to somebody that might be going back to school. They got long road trips. They're going to be going to the gym. They're walking to class. You don't want to talk to people on the way to class. You want the subtle, smooth whisper of my voice right in your ear. So tell one friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell somebody, please. J-Train Podcast. It's every Tuesday and Friday. Someone else is going to enjoy it. If you're at home laughing, someone else will too. And go on iTunes and give us a rating and comment. It really helps us out. It really, sorry for the cough. It really, how should I put it, feathers my nuts every time I go on those iTunes charts and I see the J-Train Podcast up there with the likes of good, of like famous people. It means a lot.
Yeah, you're right in the midst of all the greats of podcasting and let's keep going up the chart.
I want Mark Maron sitting at home going, who the fuck is J-Train?
I'm gonna jump in.
Sure, go.
I'll introduce
my guest today in OKP. Brendan Ayer, thank you for coming back.
Always a pleasure. Now, I got to say, I've done this as an OKP.
Yeah.
I've done this podcast many a time.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
Today, best introduction you've ever given.
Really? Thank
you. Energy.
Good energy.
Fantastic. I heard it. And I said to myself, I got to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And then I said, wait, I'm on it.
You're on but it.
It's a.
I even did that, and I don't want to like pat myself on the back, but I will for half a second. I had to cough that whole time.
I know.
I had a phlegm thing going on. And you saved me. Heroes don't always wear capes.
Right.
Thank you. But you saved me so I could get the cough out just now while you, did that.
I saw it in your eye, and I said to myself, this is a fucking professional.
Professional. This is a professional podcast. And with the beauty of having Brendan here, and you guys could all go follow him, Airbud at EYREBUD on Twitter. Also, he's part of the Rad Dude cast. Everyone loves when you guys come on.
Go
listen to that podcast too. Add it to your library.
Yeah, add it to your library. Be careful. You're gonna
a lot of weird things
are gonna happen. But some of you guys are gonna like it. Check it out.
Give it a shot because people always ask me. They're like, "What else can I do?" And I'm like, Rad Dude cast, J-Train podcast, you just listen to it twice. Those are the suggestions.
That's all I'll say. I'll say, what podcasts are out there? Well, mainly just Rad Dude cast and J-Train. I've never heard of another one.
This is the part of the reason I ask people to go on iTunes, because it ups the charts. And just like I'm saying, Mark Maron looks at it and goes, who the fuck is J-Train?
The J-Train is coming.
It's coming.
J-Train's on the heels. Get off the track,
so,
Maron.
Listen, people, go on iTunes, spread the word. It feathers my nuts. Get out. Go in the closet, grab that giant feather, that giant 6-foot feather, and just gently graze the seam of my nuts.
That's nice.
By spreading the word.
That's nice.
It feels so good.
Spread the word. Spread something else.
Let me give a... And also, I am coming to colleges in the fall. I'm doing a lot of college dates, and I know a lot of you want me to come to your schools. Here's the thing about college shows, and Brendan, have you done college shows?
Sure, sure. We've in fact done some together.
We've done them together.
Yeah.
And what happens is some schools, every school has money to bring entertainment to the school.
Right.
The people in charge of that money are students at the school.
Right.
Okay. Generally, they don't really, I don't see them listening to the podcast a lot. So if for you guys, if you're out there and you're like, listen, we want a comic that we like to come, they're maybe not going to book me, but you guys can. And the way you can get me to your school, and all you got to do is email Gina, G-I-N-A, at KirklandProductions.com. It's G-I-N-A at KirklandProductions.com. That's K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D, Productions.com. And title your email, "We want J-Train at my college." That's all you got to do. And she will walk you through the whole process of getting your school to pay for me to come entertain you. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Right?
Man.
That's an easy process, and we can get it going. It's going to take a little bit of work, but that's how, you know, that's how you get, that's how you shake the money tree at your university. You got to do a little bit of shaking.
Can I email Gina if I just want to meet Gina for lunch or whatever?
You can, Gina will take your email.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot an email to Gina. She's very nice.
So I want you guys, Gina Kirkland, Gina at KirklandProductions.com. We want J Train at my school. So that's all you got to do. The beauty of an OKP is we can get right into this. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So send those emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Brendan Ayer at Airbud on Twitter, E-Y-R-E-B-U-D on Twitter. Also, the Rad Dudecast every week. Go check it out on iTunes. We're just going blind here.
Let's just do it.
Ready?
Let's do it.
This is the beauty of an OKP. We can go rapid fire. We're going to get through a lot of emails.
I know the drill.
You know the drill. All you got to do, send your email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Papa JT, longtime fan, been following you since the Bro Bible Frat videos, listener of the podcast for a little over a year. Now that the nuts are feathered, we shall proceed. I'm reaching out to you regarding a post-grad situation I've recently found myself in. Went to a Big Ten school, moved to a nearby city in the Midwest following graduation. Our campus is only a couple hours away, so naturally a lot of grads come here. We are four guys total, just moved into a new apartment. It turns out we have a group of girls, a couple grades younger, that moved into the apartment two floors above us, four of them as well. And they are hot. Hotties moved upstairs.
That's great.
Vaginas right above their heads.
Yeah. They're dripping down.
This isn't a big apartment complex, but more like two townhouses side by side where each floor is separate apartments, so it's pretty fucking close. This sounds, I don't know where this kid's from, but this is very Chicago-y.
Sounds like it.
To me, I've been to those types of, that's a lot of their apartments on the, in those neighborhood areas of Chicago. They'll be like little townhouses next to each other like this, the way he explains. The reason for the background is here. One of the girls is super cute. I'd say 888, and I was always interested in her in college. We talked a few times while out at the same bars and our Facebook friends, but things never really progressed. She was a couple grades younger and in a sorority, whereas I was a geed who always hung around the Greek community, bars, areas. Yes, that's my excuse for why things never progressed, or maybe I was just a pussy. I'm going to go with pussy. I wanted to get your two cents on how me and my roommates can get in good with the group of roommates, specifically from how myself I can pursue the girl mentioned above. A couple of details. We've seen them a couple times and definitely know we live below them. Initial ideas have been having a housewarming party, inviting a bunch of friends, inviting them as well. Another key details, we live down the street from a group, one of the biggest bars for our specific school. For fall football games, it's the place to be. We have a lot of plans to have regular pre-games and then move to the bar once the game's about to start, so lots of opportunities to invite girls there. Thought this would be good for the post-grad listeners. It happens semi-often. Thanks for the advice. Genuinely happy to see the podcast of your career going well, man. Also, any chance you'll ever do more videos of you at public events interviewing people? Yeah, man, I'll probably do a couple more videos. The opportunities have to come, and someone has to pay for them, more importantly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, the gist of this guy's email is, how do I get this girl that I like? Like,
yes.
There's some details in there, but really, it's like,
how do I get this girl I like? She lives nearby, but... Here's the bigger gist of the email, is that he's got to become a party planner because he's got this big crew of dudes. She's got this big crew of chicks. How does he steer this huge tugboat?
Right. Well, and
into her vagina.
Here's the thing. Here's the other thing. Like, keep in mind, you're post grad. I'm guessing you're still young, but you're post grad. So it doesn't necessarily need to be like a fucking blowout, right? Mm. You could just have, I don't know if you guys have balconies or whatever, but you could totally go to that group of girls and be like, hey, we're having a cookout Saturday during the day before we go out.
Yeah.
Like some kind of little, get a gathering going at your place and invite them. It's not that hard, you know, whether it's a pregame situation, whether it's a cookout, whether it's a, we're all going to, a fucking game night even, which is kind of lame, but people like it. It's fun.
The advice is twofold. Exactly what you're saying. There's got to be a plan.
Yeah,
he's got to be the straw that stirs the drink.
Sure, because you're one. You need it.
Yeah. He's the one jonesing for this chick.
Right.
So he needs to create an event. So what he has to do, and the other issue for him that he's not even acknowledging is that this, when you have a group of four dudes that gets together with a group of four chicks, one dude's gonna fuck this up sooner than later. One dude is going to fuck one of the girls and make it awkward for the rest of the group. So you have to be that guy because you have to move quicker than your other idiot buddy who, you know, goes to second base with one of the chicks. And then he's like, I don't want to be around them. It's awkward.
Right.
Because right now is the perfect timing. He has four girls that they've never gone after. And he's four guys that they've never, you know, it's like untouched soil.
Yeah.
So to speak. So he's got to make sure that he's building a castle before any of his other buddies do.
Right.
So the move is to get creative. Listen, here's the thing about graduating. Everyone's in the same shitty spot. These girls want to talk to you as much as you want to talk to them. Also, people want to do a high-level event. They want to look forward to something. Everyone's going to work all day. They're fucking miserable. It's hot out. If you said to them, hey, we are doing a midsummer indoor pool party. AC up. Yeah. Everyone in bathing suits. We're going to have misty, we're going to spray misters all over the apartment. We're going to have great cocktails. We're going to have some grilling out. Like, just like you said, but you make it a little bit of an upset. Yeah. Now, we're going to have a tiki party.
Right.
Just make it a tiki party. Now, whoa.
Tiki party, yeah.
We ain't just throwing dogs on the grill.
Right.
We're throwing dogs and spam on the grill.
Yep. You got to get some spam.
These guys think things through. These guys probably go down on chicks. That's really what we're going through. You want to show
rare breed that will go downtown.
You want to show that you're a high-level dude.
Yeah.
High-level dudes think about having the best time ever and put some creativity and some effort in. So doing a tiki party where you decorate the whole apartment and you make it a whole big deal, then you bring them to your soil and you say, after, we're going to do another thing. So you have to plan the party at your place, invite these girls, and invite a lot of people. So then you can siphon her off and get the hangout in that you want. Then you have to create where you're going next. Nothing worse than going to a party and having the whole subject of the party be like, what are we going to do now?
Right.
What I did, I remember there was one New Year's. I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but one New Year's, I told all my friends. I was like, everyone plans the same New Year's thing, okay? And I was like, I found this deal for this thing called Rubik's Cube, and it was at the Canal Room. Canal Room is like one of those cool venues where like you can really get some high kicks on the dance floor done.
That's a big selling point for you specifically. You love a high
love a high kick, but I also don't like. I'm not a concert guy.
Right.
I like when you go to a concert, no one knows who the band is, and everyone can just dance.
Right.
There's no seats. Yeah. I think the weirdest part about concerts is that everyone goes to their seat and just sways in their seat. It feels weird.
That's an unusual concert.
But I'm just saying, I haven't been to a lot of concerts.
You go to a lot of sit down.
Yeah, sit down. But like, what's everyone concert. Doing? Like, what do you do? You do a nice riff?
Yeah.
You know, like, I know how to act at a sporting event because I'm like, oh, nice throw, nice pass.
Are you mostly going to Simon and Garfunkel concerts?
I guess. I don't know. I just wasn't like, I just don't get the whole concert vibe.
Yeah.
But I do get rocking out.
Right.
So Canal Room, it was like $60 for all you could drink and the show. So this was like a great opportunity. So I sent an email to all my friends and I was like, hey, listen, here's what we're doing.
Right.
And that's what people want.
Right.
People want a guy that's like, here's what we're doing. Here's the deal. Here's how you're going to have the best time ever.
Right.
This is what this guy needs to do. You got to send an email that's like, here's the best time ever. I promise you. And put your fucking name on it. Put your name on the event. So I was like, hey, we're going to do New Year's Eve is always the same joke.
No one likes it. Let's do this.
Right.
$60, 80s band, 80s tribute band. We all dress 80s because you have to dress 80s to get in. That's what I told everybody. Yeah. So we all dress, a big group of us, or like 20 of us, we all dress 80s. I was in a big Kiss costume. Like, it was like ridiculous. And I was wearing literally spandex pants. And
you gotta.
With a cup. And I, we showed up to Canal Room Rubik's Cube, and no one was dressed 80s. I had just told everyone that.
Yeah.
And literally went like, ah! But we had a fucking blast.
Yeah.
So I think this guy's move is twofold. You create your own tiki party, and then you take a, you have a place where they can go afterwards. Hey, there's this band playing at this bar. We're going to come in, and we are the party. Because then you bring your party to that place, and now you've changed locations. That's another yes, this girl's in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Brendan Ayer at Airbud on Twitter. RadDudeCast every week on iTunes.
You could also just ask that lady on a date.
Well, the yeah, you could do that. Yeah, but I mean, always, what he wants to do.
I know.
He
I know. Wants, no, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
I get why, you know, you we live in this era of like,
he
you
wants
want,
a natural.
You want
yeah.
natural. You yeah, want yeah. casual. Yeah. You want to be able to fuck and then see how you feel
yeah, yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This offers him that.
My advice on this podcast is always so unpopular because I'm like, I don't know, man. Just tell her. Like, just ask her out.
A lot of these could yeah. come down to that.
What are you fucking talking about?
We're going right in. Senior year blowout. Sup, juice stick. First off, love the podcast. Consider myself an OKP. Use your rush tip of same party, same car from the first episode to help me as an incoming freshman. Well, the jig is up. I'm currently listening to your podcast during my shitty summer internship. I've realized that life after college blows and I need to make my upcoming senior year one to remember. So I come to you, your Jewish sage wisdom. What are some good ideas or activities that will make my senior year the pinnacle of my fucked up, debauchery-filled college career? P.S. Bring back the Barry White-sounding motherfucker from the beginning of the episode that you would make sweet love to my ear when he would say, you are now checked into Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't do that anymore?
No, we have new imaging. We have new partners, you know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll throw
Drop
it in one
the
day.
Partners.
I'll do it for you. You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh yeah,
that's good.
I hope he's hard now and he's very
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, he's just got the speaker.
Why has it happened to me?
He's just got the speaker on his balls.
Yeah, throw the
like
speaker on your
balls. Howard Stern movie.
Do it right now. Put the speaker on your balls right now. Yeah. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh yeah. La 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 la.
Hey, wait, I actually have it for him. Hold on.
Oh, ready? Go.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Who is that guy?
I'm not sure. I think it might be John, honestly. And then he just
really
like,
fucked
modulated
the thing.
His voice.
That sounds right. great.
What do you think? What's the best way to get
Man,
a
Man, let me tell you this.
A career senior year.
Well, here, I will tell you something that's important. You're going to have a great time. Mm. Senior year is fun. Just obviously watch your schedule class-wise, like mm-hmm. do a real senior schedule if you can. But on top of that, there are women that I regret. That's one of the few things from college where I regret not having tried anything
yes.
with them. So if there's someone that you're attracted to that you've always had like a crush on, but you're in different groups or you're kind of different, like there's nothing that really brings you together, just go for it. Because you'll never see him again. So if you get shot down, you get shot down. But that's one thing where I regret, like, I should have tried to hook up with so-and-so or so-and-so, like, because you'll never see him again. So just do it.
The problem with senior year of college is that you've created this world for yourself.
Right.
And it is very uncomfortable to jump out of it.
Yeah.
You're the guy in that fraternity or that sorority, and you hang out with these five fraternities and these five sororities, and there's a lot of other pussy and dick out there outside of those worlds that you could be entertaining, but since you're closed off to this world and the things you're used to hanging out with, then it gets closed off. My advice is similar to you. Senior year, the move is once a week, do something that you've never done before. Go to a bar you haven't gone to, plan an event you haven't done, do one thing that gets you outside of your box because you only got one last shot to live in this unreal reality. And that includes, like, I remember my buddy and I, we used to go just show up at house parties.
Right. Well,
we'd just show up. We'd see a party. We'd be like, hey, what's going on? They'd be like, nothing. Who are you? We'd be like, we just came to party.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay.
That's the thing, is that all you're going to have left from college, whatever, maybe an education, but really the only thing that matters that you'll have left is stories.
Yes.
Right? And so you got to think about your first 3 years. And if you don't have any stories, make some fucking story.
Yeah.
Walk on to the football team. Do some crazy shit.
It's an attitude you should have for everything. Say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say
any
yes.
Opportunity
to have a good time that someone's like, let's do a road trip. Obviously, staying safe. I'm not like saying like, say, you know, I'm just saying say yes to the situation that seems a little uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Always. Because it's going to be a story. It's going to be great. The short-term consequences are going to be minor, if any.
The people in your life gets smaller and smaller, too, as you grow up.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, friends go to do their own things, and then you're looking on a Saturday night, there's, like, three people to call. Right now, you have the most people that want to party at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, my other advice to seniors, if you're going into your senior year of college or anyone that's going to the latter stages of anything, don't be Johnny Old Guy.
Sure.
Don't be... Oh, you kids.
Right.
You're a fucking kid still. You're 21, 22.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be the guy that's like Mr. Old Guy, gets annoyed at everything, doesn't want to meet the freshmen, doesn't want to meet the sophomores, is really standoff. Get involved. Get messy with them. The new pledges you should want to meet, the new guys that get into your house you should want to hang out with, you should be on board to get involved in their fun times. Find high energy people. Get involved with them because there's always that girl or guy that's like, I'm the grandma. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
no,
you.
No, fuck you. You're 21 and 22. You're going to find out next year that you have no job and you hadn't had any fun.
Right.
You were coming in, man, Sam?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, you set the tone. It's like you be like that guru who's got like the wry smile.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're about to get into. I do. Enjoy yourself.
Yes,
you know?
I'm down.
And
just
don't
be down.
Use condoms.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Stand Up New York Labs, and we're sponsored. Wix.com. A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. Wix.com.
Great fucking ad read.
Right, man?
That's a great... Nailed it. Half the time, he wasn't even looking at the sheet. The guy's a professional.
Let's do it. We're running through these. Mother-daughter work threesome. Hello, my delicious Jube. That was a weird... I'm happy to be emailing you your favorite month, July.
Somehow that guy was... his opening line was, racist, but yet creepy.
Yeah, creepy racist. Yeah. My favorite month is July.
Yeah, the way he spelled it.
This guy. Poet. Your podcast is the bee's knees, and I need some advice on a couple of honeys. So the company I work at only hires interns who are family members. There's only 8 or 9 interns, and most of them are antisocial fucks, but one of them is hot. This one 20-year-old chick's an 8'8 ? Because she never talks to anyone. She barely even responds to her 45-year-old divorced mom who she eats with at lunch.
Sounds like an 8'8" 10 to me.
She also has some fat titties on a slim bod. This is the problem with reading the emails that I would normally not read.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom is a 775 for a 45-year-old because she never shuts up. More like 323 if she was 20. Thing is, I only get to see this chick for like 15, 30 minutes a day on break, and her mom is there. I'm usually the one initiating slight conversation with patented J-Train side comments, but the thing is, there's not that much interesting shit in her lunchroom. She always works at a desk that's in a huge office, more like cubicle space with one cubicle, that I walk by like 10 times a day. I always sauce her a closed mouth smile, and I nod as I walk by. Too far to say anything. Man, this guy is stuck in the office. I think you're hot mode.
Well, I also love that, like, it, as the email goes on, it's just like a slang robot that's breaking down. Just like, I sauce her, eh? Just like, what do you, that's not, you can't sauce someone a smile.
For the first time in 3 months, she initiated a conversation with me when we weren't around the mom on our way back to our desk from lunch, but she just asked me if I'm laughing at her through the window. I didn't understand. She said, you can hear me singing while you walk by. I joked and said, are you kidding? I can hear you from my desk. It's really far. She laughed, so I'm pretty sure this chick wants my dick. in or around her mouth. Okay, man. How do I get her to say yes, yes to smashing or no-nos together? Are no-nos together? What is my game plan? Is it possible to get the mom to bang too? No, dude. No. Probably a long shot. I think the real question that would relate to a lot of people would be, how do you get with the shy, quiet girl who doesn't talk much? Keep in mind, I have mine and my dad's reputation on the line, so this could be tough. Oh, so his dad must work there.
I mean,
what do I do? Please help. Thanks for the PS. What is the transition song you use between segments called?
It was just created specifically for the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So here's my up.
Office chick is tough.
Here's my upstanding citizen advice would be don't try and fuck either of them. If you're, I don't know what, you didn't explain what your dad is doing there, but don't, with your dad's shit on the line, don't try and fuck either of them. Now, here's the patented Brendan
what I
advice.
Think, well, what I think is that the dad works there, the mom works there, and they only hire internships. The interns,
but his dad works.
Yeah, I think all the interns that are there have family. That
so
work
you really
at the company.
Shouldn't try and fuck anyone there, really. That's the real advice. The what I'd like to see happen.
Sure.
Forget shy, quiet girl. Fuck the mom. That's the fun. It might happen.
Yeah.
Why not? Try and fuck the mom.
Here's the move. Okay. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep throwing her smiles. Keep walking by in the office.
You gotta
saucing
her smiles.
Saucing her smiles. Keep doing what you're doing because. You know, this is a slow drip coffee right now. This is, you're dripping it and it's fine. And your dad is on the line a little bit because you don't want to become the fucking rumor. Because here's what happens at an office of any kind. People want to just talk shit about other people. So if you make it easy for them, you're the easiest person to talk shit about because you're the new intern.
Right.
You're the guy that they can be like, oh, you hear all the interns are fucking? Like,
yeah.
Everyone who's old wants to talk about young people who may or may not be fucking.
It sounds
very
like a small office, too. Everyone's going to know
but
everything.
But isn't that like the topic you want to hear about?
Yeah,
you
know, man. Like, if I want to know about everyone fucking.
That, if I came up to you, I was like, yo, you're not going to believe who's hooking up. You want that fucking story.
Oh, of course, man.
So the advice to him is what you do the last week of the internship, you send her a Facebook message. And it's a friend request plus a message, okay? You send the friend request. When she responds, which she will, and accepts you, you say, hey, it's been fun getting to say four words a day to each other. We should hang out after the internship. Now you're away from the office. There's not, your dad isn't on the line. Maybe they hear about it, but at the same time, you guys met at the internship. It doesn't matter anymore. Right. To them, it's a cute thing. Oh, they met at the internship. Let's hang out. So you say to her, hey, let's get together. Once this thing is over and actually hang out, you seem like a cool person. And what you want to do in this message, admit, hey, sorry for the creepy, and I've said it before, you call out the creepy, sorry for the creepy friend request, felt like we had a good thing going at work with our four head nods a day.
Right.
Because now you're calling out that you haven't really talked much.
Right.
You seem really cool. Now you've complimented her.
Right.
You seem like a cool chick. Would love to hang out sometime. Let me know when you're free. Now you're in. Now it's a yes, no, maybe so, probably a yes.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think I'm going to take it a step further. You get yourself some nice stationery, right?
Yeah.
You write the mom a letter because she's not going to be on Facebook. You write her a letter, longhand. Hire a courier service.
Dear hot for a 45-year-old. Yeah. I'm trying to get my yes, yes in your no, no with my sauce mouth.
My favorite email we've ever answered when I've been in the J Train podcast was a 15-year-old kid who had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And his question was just basically like, my girlfriend's mom seems to be pretty nice to me. Should I try and fuck her?
It's such an unbelievable.
Just like, yeah, man, go ahead.
Lost connection with reality.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Unbelievable.
This email, I was going to say, you brought it up a couple of weeks ago that the penis is a dickhead. That was a hilarious phrase. This is prime example.
Like, prime example.
This
the
chick
penis.
Is almost impossible to get. It's just such a no-win scenario. And he's like, how do I fuck her and the mom? You know?
Not only do I want to fuck her, I want to fuck her mom and the grandma. How do I do it all at the same time?
Yeah.
Without becoming their boyfriend.
I tried to double up on some sisters a couple New Year's
really?
Ago. And as I was sort of shot down, it occurred to me like, oh, yeah, I was asking them to commit incest. You know what I mean? Like, what was I thinking was going to happen?
Yeah, what did you think was going to go down? They were going to be like, we'll just throw away a whole lifetime of being sisters for this, for you.
We'll just throw away society's laws.
Dear J-Train, love the podcast to get me through my boring-ass shifts at work. Keep it up. Let's get to it. Back when I was a PNM, potential new member, I got invited to a pregame at a fraternity house. There I met a beautiful girl who's now a 985. She was flirting mad hard, and I thought she wanted the dick, but at the end of the night, she little zoned me. She asked me to be her little. I eventually ended up getting initiated into that same fraternity, and she did become my big. During my pledge ship, she got really drunk at a party one night. She tried to get with me. She doesn't remember that. I don't believe that. I guess you gotta believe that, but like, seems like a weird excuse.
Yeah.
I would do it in a heartbeat, but I didn't this time because I know if she was sober, she would have never done it. Well, the good move. You're right. Yeah. Fast forward to a few months later, she's now become very flirty again. She did in the beginning. We are very comfortable around each other, and people have told me there seems to be some sexual tension between us. Do you think she's into me? Yeah, she's into you.
Definitely into you.
If she is, would it be okay to fuck my bitch? Yes. Yes, all of these things at your fraternity, all these like he also sent a picture of her. She's fucking hot, I gotta say.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, my nuts just got feathered.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
In she's a different beautiful. Way. Yeah, she's beautiful. I think the move is go for it. Just like we said before.
Yeah, of course.
You have nothing to lose in this situation. Should you fuck? Nobody. It's so funny, this fraternity like language where like, you're talking about you just tried to fuck two sisters, and you're like, yeah, that's against the law
right,
for them.
Right.
He's talking about a fanciful thing where it's like, no one's going to be like, can you? Here's the greatest part about being a dude, okay? You're never going to have a guy behind your back be like, can you believe
right.
that so-and-so fucked his big? Right. And it's like, no. I'm like, yes, good.
Yes. I hope he did.
Everyone supports every guy supports guys fucking. You know,
yeah, like, unless yeah. I support everyone fucking.
Yeah,
I'd love to see everyone fuck all the time.
All the time. I like this one. This is from a lady email. Let's do this one. I love a good. She included. Oh my god! She included pictures. She's like a model. Look at this. She included pictures. She's on a runway. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. She's. I don't like that. This is what I. You know me. I like a couple chinks in the armor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want her to hate herself.
No.
This girl loves herself.
I like a girl with a little bit of maybe a gap tooth. Yeah. Or like a something. I don't like that perfection.
But she is like on stage. Papa JT, consider your nuts feathered by an OG female listener. Your podcast got me through numerous car trips, classes, and sleepless nights. Keep it up. I was just dumped by my boyfriend of 2.5 years. Oh, my. I could be a sad asshole and wallow about losing the man I thought I had a future with, but instead I'm choosing to take advantage of the situation. I'm seeking your advice. How do I, as a moderately attractive, she's very attractive.
You're beautiful.
With 1 year left in college, make the most of this breakup. What opportunity should I seize? Do you, Man Stamp and the guests, have any advice on succeeding after breakups? Anything is appreciated. I will attach pictures for informational purposes. Yeah, she's in a swimsuit on stage with heels on. Okay, so for the listeners at home.
She's beautiful. Great body.
What would you advise? Hair. Good hair. What would you advise a female to do after a breakup?
Here's the thing. It all comes down to what she is looking for. It sounds like she wants to come out of college with her life planned with a man. So my advice, just off the top of my head, would be don't get back into a relationship.
Yeah.
Have fun. Do sexually whatever you'd like to do. Meet some different guys. But that being said, if your goal, and I know for some people, men and women, they want to come out of college with that man or woman they're going to marry.
Mm.
You know, that was never my thing. It was never your thing.
No.
But some people do, especially, is she Southern? She looks Southern. That
she's
seems like look. A Southern thing.
No, she's not Southern, but yeah.
If that's your goal, then you got to meet someone. But if my advice would be not to worry about that. Don't rush into another relationship.
If I was dumped by a guy and I was a girl,
yeah,
the move I would say there's a couple of things. Be cool with your ex.
Sure.
Get over it. Get over it as quickly as you can. Don't hold animosity. Be cool with that person.
And that way it won't limit you in any way socially.
Exactly.
You won't be, so have like, places
just,
you can't
go. Just
be
cool. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to text with him. Just don't hold a grudge.
Right.
He dumped you for his own reasons.
Right.
It has very little to do with you. As sad as that sounds, he didn't. Most relationships don't end because you're like, fuck that bitch.
Right.
They 99% of the relationships just end because you're like, I kind of want to fuck other people.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, and when you want to fuck other people, that's not to say, because I like vanilla, I hate chocolate. I had fun fucking chocolate. It was a little cold in that ice cream. But now I want to fuck some strawberry. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine fucking an ice cream?
I don't know if you could stay hard. Can you stay hard and cold? I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it would work.
I'll report back.
Thank you.
You'll fuck a nice fro-yo.
Fuck a fro-yo for the listeners. I'm just saying, get over this dude. Just don't hold on to this fucking anger.
Absolutely.
Then you go and you hang out with your girlfriends. Go hang out with your girlfriends. Go out, be loud, go get drunk, have fun, meet guys, make out at bars, and stick to your standards. Take the things that you liked about your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend, and use them to judge the next guys you meet. If they don't add up to those standards, don't go home with them. Just fucking make out in a bar with them. But you have things that you liked and didn't liked about this guy. He dumped you. He wasn't a god on earth, okay? He was no angel.
Yeah.
There were things you hated and things you liked. Use those things to judge the next guys that come into your life and have them own up to your standards. Because if you go out there, and I hear what you're saying, Brendan, people want to get boyfriends. If you go out there with the goal of having your next boyfriend, that's just going to get you a boyfriend.
Right.
That's not going to get you a good boyfriend. That's not going to get you a good guy.
Right.
That's going to be you settling for someone that's a warm body. So for her, you want to find the warm body that actually you enjoy being with. That doesn't mean you're going to find the person right away, and that doesn't mean you should be upset you haven't found the right person right away. Go fucking try all the flavors. Go stick your dick into every flavor of ice cream. Right?
Get
having them amount to what you enjoy.
Right.
If you make out with a guy and he's like, yeah, the drinks cost $7.50. You going to split it? And you're like, split it? I just made out with you,
yeah,
and I might go home with you. Fuck off.
Right.
I think girls need to have this more like this attitude of like, just fuck it. Like, there's so much competition, and girls compete with their relationship status. If you let go of all that, you're going to have the most fucking fun meeting new guys and finding the right person.
Listen, I've said it once. If I said it 1,000 times, you got to dance like no one's watching.
Yeah. It's a classic Brendan Ayer line.
I coined that. Yeah. A lot of people don't know I coined that. Yeah, man. Get out there. Meet some people. You're a beautiful woman, by the way. So you won't have any problems. Just have fun.
Mm, keep going. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this one. It's a short one. We can get two more. This is a short one. This is from a high schooler. Hey, hello, JTrain. I'm going to be attending Colorado State in like 3 weeks and have a question regarding Instagram. I've had a girlfriend since my junior year of high school. She's a year younger than me, so I'm planning on ending things pretty soon. Oh, my God.
Well, you just ended it.
It's over. Well, if she's listening, your boyfriend that's going to Colorado State isn't your boyfriend anymore. Sorry. Have fun filling up water bottles from your parents' liquor cabinet in high school. I have had two pictures of the two of us on Instagram and was wondering if it would be a power move to keep them after we broke up. A little rundown of the two pictures. One is a picture of us on our one-year anniversary. She did comment that she loves me on the picture. The other one is the two of us on prom. Pretty basic. Thank you for the advice. Any advice? What do you think about deleting? This is a good email because it's a high school email, but it also relates to a lot of people. What do you think of deleting pictures on social media after the breakup?
I don't do it.
You don't do it.
I live my life. It's what it was. I'm not lying to anyone about I don't think there's any reason to lie that you were in a relationship. Unless,
totally.
So it's just like, if you want to go back and see that I was with a beautiful woman, then go ahead. Like, it's not going to hurt you, I don't think.
I don't think of it as a power move.
It's certainly not a power move.
No.
It doesn't. First of all, you're talking about college hookups they're not going to be delving that deeply at first, I would say. They're not going to be like, you're going to be at a party drinking, having fun. They're not going to be like, let me check 10 months of this guy's Instagram history.
I disagree on this because here's what happens, okay? Here's how it goes. And for every action, there's a reaction, okay? Let's say I've done this. I've deleted past girlfriends off my Instagram. Because what happens is you meet a chick out at a bar, you meet a chick at a frat party, you meet a chick at whatever, you meet a girl, and there's a memory of you. Then they're going online the next day, and they're with their friends. Look at the guy I met. Here's what he looks like. Oh, my God. His ex-girlfriend is so skinny, is so this. Like, all that stuff gets discussed at this Roman bathhouse of women and men. We all do this. Like I remember my fraternity, we had beta lunch. Yeah. That was our thing. Most people had lunch because our house was on campus.
Yeah, I've been there.
So you could come back to the house for lunch. So we would sit at lunch and just discuss the day's events. A lot of times it had to do with girls we had met the night before. Right. Literally, and this is back in the day, like it wasn't like internet was like on our phone. Like this is like pre-phones, just having things pop up for you right away. Someone would bring their computer, their laptop downstairs, and we'd literally go through her life.
Yeah.
Judging every guy, every girl. So you have to realize you have something that's out there and you have to cultivate some sort of marketing material. This is marketing material for your dick. That your Instagram account is marketing material for your penis.
Right.
Okay? And girls are looking through it. I think if it's a very girlfriend, boyfriend Instagram picture, get rid of it. But as I said in the beginning, action, reaction, your girlfriend from high school will get upset about this.
Yes.
Understand, but she's going to get over it. But understand, you're going to hit that rebuttal from her. How could you do that to me? But we're not together. I just thought it was better off because I'm going to college. You should delete it if they're girlfriend, boyfriend thing. If it's just you and all your friends, keep it. You got a hot chick in there. Who cares? There has to be some. You want a girl to or a guy to bring your Instagram marketing material for your dick or vagina and bring it to their crew. And you want them guessing. Is that a girl he fucked?
Right.
You want them thinking maybe, but not sure. You don't want to be fucking on camera. You want to be, oh, I think he could fuck that girl. You know?
Right.
It upsells you because you're around hot girls, but it also doesn't it doesn't make you out of the question because you aren't with that girl still. You aren't taken.
Yeah. See, I hate this. And you're right. You are correct.
You just hate the reality.
Yes, I hate the reality of life.
I'm just answering honestly so we can help this kid out.
And it's a good answer. But it's what I hate. It's like, to me, I want everything to just be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving up whatever I put out there, fucking live with it. You know?
I know, man.
And I get it. What you're saying is right.
I just watched a Bar Rescue episode where this kind of came up. There was like this punk bar, and the guy was like, fuck you, we're going to do punk. And then like John Taffer was like, yeah, but you're losing money. No one here is making money. We need to change what you're doing. Yeah. And he's like, I don't care. I want to live my punk life. And they're like, okay.
Right.
See ya. Right. You're not going to be fucking. Yeah. I want to leave my girlfriend on Instagram. Goodbye.
Yeah. Anarchists don't own bars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's do one more email. I love the title of this because we're just diving in. This is blind.
Yeah.
This is the OKP special. This is Brendan Ayer at AirBud on Twitter.
Thank you.
Rad Dude Cast. Find it on iTunes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. One more, and then we'll hit the hypotheticals in the news. Hey, female best friend sent me nudes.
Yeah.
I love that we're calling them nudes now.
I don't.
I think it's so funny every time. I just hearing a guy go, she sent me nudes.
I know.
It sounds like, I feel like I'm like in England as a prince.
That's what's interesting is you don't.
Bring me the nudes.
You don't use nudes in any other.
No.
The only other place you use nudes is discussing a painting.
Yeah, that's and what I'm talking about. Like, I must see her nudes before I doff her vagina with my lips. I must see the nudes over my iPhone. Bring me the nudes. Doesn't it sound like you should be just professing?
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, longtime listener here. Would appreciate your wisdom and a reply, even if you don't read this. Stop saying that. Because then people are like, don't answer this on the show, and I have to write back. If you want to hit me up on Snapchat, I answer some questions on Snapchat if I'm in a cab or something.
Wait, this guy wants his answer not he wants it not on the air?
He just wants an answer.
Wow. Listen, man. You've become a guru. They're not even in it for the fame.
Listen, man. Guys, if you want me to come to your school, I need some money. Gina at KirklandProductions.com. Gina at KirklandProductions.com. And if you work in student activities, if you're out there and you work in student activities, fucking, like, let's get me to your school. I got rent to pay.
Spell Kirkland.
K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D. It's Kirk, like Kirk Cameron. That's a reference that will be lost on the listeners. Kirkland. KirklandProductions.com. Gina at KirklandProductions.com. Bring me to your school. I'm starving. I haven't eaten in weeks. I need to pay rent.
You look great, though.
Thanks, man. I'm trying my best. Oh, also, you know when you try to get someone to remember your name?
Yeah.
Okay. I want the black listeners to weigh in on this, okay? This might be a little controversial. We'll get to his nudes question in a second. So when someone's like, what's your name, to go on stage, like I say Jared Freed. But Freed is one of those names that people just don't get right away. Nobody's name. We all don't get each other's names right away. You know what I mean?
Because they're just not words.
Yeah,
they're
and they're made not up words. Sounds. And they're also, my name's the best. That's the only one I care about.
Right.
You know, like, right. And right. Same for you. Your name's the best to you and it's the only one you care about. Right. So I, the other day, I was like, I've said this a few times and I don't know if I've even brought this up, but I always think about it. So I'm like, Jared Freed. And they're like, Free? I had one guy, he's like, Free? And I'm like, no, Freed. He's like, Fried? Like, he just couldn't get it. And I was like, Freed the slaves.
Yeah.
And he was black and he like was like, whoa. And I was like, no, but how else? Now you remember.
Yeah, it's not great.
To say that?
No.
Jews were slaves?
Well, right, but why don't you just say, like,
free? Let my people go.
But you could totally say Freed, like, rhymes with Creed.
That doesn't get you. When I go and say, when I host, when I'm bringing someone up, if someone said to me, like, in a sentence, that's how I remember it.
Okay, so here's what we got to do right now.
Like, free
because
the slaves.
Because I'm telling
what,
you.
What's wrong? Evan, are you offended by that? No. Evan says no. Evan has a background that would be the one black. So
Evan's a black kid. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing: it's unnecessarily tempting controversy, right? I think we can come up with a different thing that's been freed.
Yeah,
what else has been freed? Freed. Yeah, nothing.
What's easy? But I'm saying, as far as a memory trick, the easiest way to remember something is to put it in a sentence.
See,
this is the problem going on right now, okay? I come with zero knives in my hand, and I'm just assumed to be having knives in my hand. I don't come with anything behind. I just want you to get my name.
Right.
I'm not like, you know, I'm not making
a
statement.
No, absolutely. I have the same thing. Airy, and it's, I always say like,
yeah, if they read your name, they're gonna get fucked up.
I just say air, like the air you breathe.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, yours happens to
have 400 years of weight behind it.
Female best friend sent me nudes. Hey, Dad, longtime listener, would appreciate your wisdom and a reply, even if you don't. Okay, there's this girl, 877, that came around the fraternity a lot and was friends with a lot of guys. I never really knew her until one night we talked at a party, ended up hooking up. Found out after all the time she spent with us, I was seriously the first guy she hooked up with within the chapter. So she would hang around. She never hooked up with any, hooked up with him. Afterwards, I found out she has a lot of issues that I didn't want to fuck with, so we became friends. Oh, fast forward a year, I sent her ass shots. I sent her ass shots that another girl sent me, and she replied saying that the angle of the ass shots was crazy and that she was trying to recreate those herself and sent me her own ass shots and said it was tough to do, followed by a full frontal nude shot and said the front was much easier to take via text, not Snapchat. Shit's different. Yeah, I agree, dude. She's cock-blocked me. At parties before and other times she hasn't. She's tried to get me to tell her I like her, but then on the other hand, she calls me best friend all the time. Do you think she wants it again? Yes. Just using me for attention because we all know how much girls get off that shit. Thanks. She wants to fuck you.
Yeah, she does. She also, although I've had a similar situation, she also may, because you mentioned her having some issues, she may have some like attention issues. Mm. It may not be the best idea to fuck her. You definitely could fuck her. Put it that way. You could fuck her and she wants.
Let's also cut through the bullshit of this dude's email. dude, you sent her the ass shot of another chick,
yeah,
which is in its own right a flirty attempt that you are trying to get attention. This email is one of those things that guys do that bothers, you know, I've done this too. Let's admit to it though. He wants attention just as much as her.
Not only that.
He's getting in touch with her with ass shots of another girl. So what he's saying is, I am a suitable ass shot guy in other girls' world. So he's using her confidence issues against her.
You wanted ass shots.
Yes.
Back. You did. Which, and I'm going to go.
But let's admit it.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go on record here. And this is, I know some people agree, disagree, but I feel very strongly about this. And I'm going to get on my little soapbox. I'm always I always do this once per episode of the J-Train podcast. Don't fucking share people's nudes, even with another girl, man. You're fucking it up for everyone.
I didn't even
just be a person.
That didn't
like,
even annoy
I know,
me.
I know, even if the face isn't in it, but just if someone gives you naked pictures of them, that's fucking great. It's a nice thing. Jerk off to it. You don't have any obligation to delete it, anything like that. But don't share them. Don't show your boys. Don't send it to another girl. It's a violation. It's
also
rude.
Also don't use it as artillery to get with another chick.
Yeah, it's...
Because what he did, he was saying that he is... And what you're right. You shouldn't send nudes... Like, let's have this fucking unsaid rule.
Let's just have a code, and that keeps all the nudes flowing. Because what you're doing is you're getting it shut. That you start sharing them, and it's just like people get...
He's ruining it for that girl to send another dude.
Yeah, man. You're fucking another dude over.
Yeah. I also think that what he did, he was like... He's saying, oh, she's got confidence... He's got confidence issues. He's saying... I'm taking the girl, I'm showing that a girl likes me enough to send me her nudes,
yeah,
and using that to show this other girl how much of an awesome dude I am. So let's admit to that. She wants to hook up with you, but and she might want attention, but you know, all this goes into, let's put the mirror on ourselves. Let's admit to this and just say, listen, dude, if you want it to happen, all you got to do is make a plan with a girl like this. You got to say, hey, I'm going out later tonight. Come meet me. Why don't you come hang out? And it will work out.
Yeah, of course, man. It worked out before. You could just tell her to come over later.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brendan, thank you for coming on.
Man, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We're going to come back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Brendan, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Great as usual. We got through a lot of emails at Brendan Air or at Airbud on Twitter, at EYREBUD on Twitter. Also, Rad Dudecast every week on iTunes. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network, along with this podcast. Oh, this is a Friday episode.
Yep.
So let's do some Would You Rathers because we'll bang through it just like we did. You ready? What's up, J-Train? Currently listening while taking a shit at my summer job. Love the podcast. Been listening since it began. Now into the matter at hand. Would you rather be forced to take a shit in the water every time you swam or have to call your mom immediately after you come? Me, personally, I'm definitely shitting in every ocean and pool known to man. What say you, man, Sam, and guest?
Man, do I have to tell my mom I just came?
No, just make a call.
Oh, I got to call my mom. I tell you
what. If anything, it's a good reminder.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. And then on top
I came. Time to call mom.
On top of that, man, you're really going to... There's a lot of situations where shitting while swimming is going to fuck you over. The ocean, you're all right.
Ocean's cool.
But you get in a pool, man, you're never going to be coming back to that pool.
Water park?
Yeah.
You've ruined that relationship with someone who owns a pool.
Yeah. Now, basically, you can just never get
high
in
level
a pool.
Friend. Yeah.
Really?
You're done with pools.
You're done with pools. So it's basically, you're that's
done
the
with,
question.
Well, you're done with bathtubs. You can't take a bath anymore.
Oh, God.
I take daily baths. What am I going to do?
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Okay. I never know.
What would you do?
Yeah, I'll just call my mom, I guess. You're right. Because you can't, I just said, you go to a water park, you get on the slide, now you're shitting. It's insane.
I'm calling my mom, but I will say this. Dude, I shit in the ocean a few times. It floats.
Really?
I remember mine floated once.
It doesn't always. Because I looked up, someone shared this chart. And they're big on this in Europe, that where someone shared on Reddit or something where you analyze shit And they do it a lot in Europe. You analyze your shit, and it tells you a lot about your diet and your health. And one of the factors you had to click was, does it float at the top? Is it sort of buoyant in the middle of the toilet, or is it sunk to the bottom? And that was one of the sort of factors of analyzing your shit. Another big one, color, consistency.
I remember in middle school, we did this like flinkers, trying to make an object that will like stay in the middle of the water.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that project?
I think I do.
You had to like create a projectile that could stay in the water and like float.
Right. The right level of buoyancy.
The buoyancy. It was called a flinker because it was a float and sink.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start calling my penis.
The flinker. Freed's flinker.
Would you rather be driven around New York every day in a Rolls Royce by your private chauffeur or have a 999 girlfriend that you could show off to the world?
Oh, that's tough. Here's the thing about a private chauffeur in New York. Sometimes it's almost easier to take a train places, but
dude, that changes your life.
A Rolls Royce chauffeur?
Yeah. Hop out of a chauffeur.
Yeah, but so is a 999 girlfriend.
999 girlfriend. The 9 personality, that's what's, that's where I'm going with the 999 girlfriend over the car, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm engaged already, and God knows she's a straight 9 across the board. We'll both ride around in the Rolls Royce.
Sam preserving the blowjob.
She doesn't listen. I don't even know why.
The only thing I'd have to take into account is a chauffeured Rolls Royce is going to – you can get some girls with that. You'd have a ride from anywhere, anytime. I'm going to go with the Rolls Royce just because I don't feel like a girlfriend right now.
Okay. I'm going the 999. I'm getting a little
– all right. Well, I'll give you guys a ride home.
Nice. Let me just see if we have any more. I have so many emails.
Oh, can I ask you guys one while he's looking?
Sure.
Would you guys rather fuck a cat or a dog?
A dog.
Dog.
For sure. They're just way
so
more
much hotter.
But they're closer to humans.
Yeah, but they're so much more like amiable as a creature. A cat is going to get pissed off at you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. With the cat, I think I could feel more like it was an object and I wasn't doing bestiality.
At least the cat doesn't want to cuddle after sex. Would you rather marry a 999 who had a sizable gap in her teeth that could never be corrected by cosmetic dentistry? In other words, she has a 9 face until she opens those DSLs. That's a fantastic line right there. Or marry a 199, so the face is a 1, who has only redeeming facial quality, her dazzling white teeth and perfect smile.
This guy's a teeth fetishist.
Yeah, so this is a perfect smile.
Yeah, of course I'm going the one with the gap tooth.
Yeah, I'm going gap tooth.
What kind of crazy question is this?
Opens those DSLs.
Nobody's ever said, you see that horrible, ugly woman? Look at her teeth.
You can make it in the world with gap teeth. Look at Strahan.
Look at Jewel.
Yeah.
Although she got hers fixed. I didn't care for that.
So we're all on board with gap tooth?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, of course.
The gap tooth loser? Shalom Jufalta train. Yes, I like the fish. Okay. Shout out Mansamp. Feel free to alter this email if you need to make it. Okay.
We're going to. Yeah. We know. We can cut it out.
My internship has allowed me to have many awkward silent interactions in the bathroom with my managers and my peers. The only noise that would break the silence while standing at the urinals would be the sound of us peeing, which makes me wonder, would you rather have a weak urine stream, stopping and starting, trouble getting started, having to audibly grunt and make noise because you're trying to start so hard to pee, but you always feel super satisfied when you're done peeing? Or would you rather have a strong stream, but you never feel satisfied after peeing? You think you might have to pee again. Keep in mind that your coworkers will be able to hear you urinate when you're in the bathroom with them. Your coworkers might also judge your stature as a man based off your stream. This also implies you have these problems when you are out of the office as well. What do we think?
First of all, I think that I love that this guy is clearly judging his coworkers by their streams.
Yeah.
Like he's just caught up on it. Like,
which is an insane way to judge somebody. Yeah. That's an insane thing to be like, like, can you imagine getting together with a group of your buddies and just being like, fucking his stream sucks.
And Jared can't piss for shit.
Yeah, I can't piss. Must be a horrible lover.
Yeah.
can't
provide.
How about that
stream on Craig?
Oh, yeah.
I want, thick and full.
Whatever gets me satisfied. So I'm going with weak stream.
Weak stream.
Weak stream, right?
And yeah, it's so uncomfortable to not feel satisfied after you pee. Right?
And let's be honest, we're all going to get to a certain age where we're probably going to have that weak stream. Like, it happens to men.
Yeah.
That's why you go to a baseball game and the, like, 68-year-old men in the fucking bathroom are grunting and groaning and taking 10 minutes to take a piss.
Let's do one more because I like this one. This is would you rather? Sup, Jew? Rated your podcast last week on iTunes. Considered yourself feathered. Thank you.
Not only that, that's my favorite. When a guy doesn't even do a nickname, just what's up, Jew?
No, he actually did give a nickname. Oh, okay. I didn't even read it. It was Sup Pikachu. And I didn't get
like a Pikachu.
I read it differently at first, and then I was like, and then I got it. So Pikachu. So
I like a guy for future reference. I like a guy that just says, "What's up, you Jew?"
Yeah, yeah. Just, please help me.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a large, hairy dick you couldn't shave, or a smaller one that stays perfectly groomed?
Great question. Now,
it's a great question. Let's say the larger dick is a medium strong, large enough that you only need to put in minimal effort to please the ladies, but not so large you're causing them pain on a regular basis. Let's say you have the pubic hair genetics of a Persian man.
We couldn't figure
out. Smaller dick would be a weak medium, not so small that girls ask if it's in yet, but small enough that you have your work cut out for you in bed. And when your ex says you have a tiny dick, it cuts down to your very soul. So you have a dick that is not great. However, it stays perfectly groomed, not necessarily hairless, meaning you never have to shave it, it never itches. So, J-Train, Mansip, and Guest, do you go with the large, disgusting dick or the smaller, aesthetically pleasing dick?
I go with the large, disgusting.
Large, disgusting.
And I
sounds
own
like
it.
An order at a fast food sub restaurant where they put fries in the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a large, disgusting.
Yeah, like the secret menu. Like
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, like the Fat Sal's. Yeah, you ever go to those places where they make the big fat sandwich?
Yeah,
I'll take a large, disgusting side of fries. Huge balls.
Yeah, I'll take a filthy garbage. I'll take a filthy garbage fuck.
So you're going large, disgusting.
Yeah, and I'm gonna own it. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna make that my thing. Just, I'm a fucking animal. Okay,
I don't
trim my shit. I'm a goddamn animal.
I can't undo the image in my brain of just a fat dick with a ton of hair. Right now, I'm thinking about it. I can't.
For whatever reason, that was my first instinct to go with the gross giant dick.
Large, disgusting.
But, you know, it's like, I got to figure that girls probably weigh a pretty penis over a huge, gross looking one.
Here's
right?
the thing.
Nah, man.
Here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now, there's girls yelling at their podcast device right now. Girls want to get fucked just like dudes. They want to get off. And if you got a large dick that can they'll get through that.
Right, just and like it's the right size.
Just like I would get through an extra, like I'm thinking of it from the vagina territory. If there was a vagina that was like just this like amazing, you know, this hot ass chick with this fucking forest,
I'd be like,
okay.
Not only that, man. Trends change, okay? We're gonna come back to a bush swing.
I've said this
you.
So many times. Listen, man, when I see a bush, I think it's hot.
I love a bush.
I think it's hot. You know why? Because every girl shaves.
Right.
So now you have to think. You're thinking when you go with bush. Yeah. You're thinking of sex and how it looks when you go bush. Right. To shave it or wax, that's what everyone does.
Yeah, it's default.
It's default. Now the real sexual is in the bush. Do we got news?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have news. Okay, we'll go a little lighter here. Beer cans and bottles will start displaying nutrition facts soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new initiative which will be taken up by companies that make roughly 80% of the beer sold in the United States. They'll provide information like calories, carbs, alcohol by volume, blah, blah, blah.
I think this is a push by Bud Light. I think this is pushed from big beer companies because they're losing revenue from all these like craft beers.
Yeah.
So they want people to know that you're fucking, that all these craft beers that are super popular right now are very bad for you. And I think what they're trying to do is say, hey, listen, let's make these craft companies have to deal with the health issues. You know, like the people want to stay trim. They want to stay, you know, in shape.
Interesting.
I think it's like a lobbyist play. from like an Anheuser-Busch.
I think you're probably right. And I also think it's very interesting, and I've never thought about this. It's very interesting that they've gotten this far without doing it.
Yeah.
You got to put nutritional information on Gatorade.
Yeah.
And they're like, beer, meh, let them slide.
They also, in New York, if you have more than like, I don't know how many storefronts, but if you have more than five, let's say, storefronts in New York City, you have to post the calories
right
next to the food.
Mm-hmm.
And that steers you away.
Absolutely.
Like, that does work into my decision making. I have gone into places like hungover, been like, fuck it, I'm having whatever I'm having, and then been like, nah, I can't do it. Because I'll look up and I'll see that like their burger's 1,000 calories. And you'll be like, what? Or also, you go to like Chipotle and it'll have a range.
Yeah.
It'll be like, yeah, this is from 400 to 2,400 calories. Right, and you're like, oh my God, I have to leave here right now.
Right. You steer away from disgusting style.
the large disgusting.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like this seems like, because it's pretty been heavily out there that Anheuser-Busch and like all these big beer companies are losing a lot of money because people want to be interesting and say that they drink a certain type of beer, or that, you know, the certain type of beer is them, or be the one that says, oh, you should try this thing. Well, it's going to be tougher to be like, try this beer when they look at it and they go, dude, there's fucking 300 calories in this one beer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Any more stories?
No, we're good for today, I think.
All right. Well, that's our show. Brendan, thank you for coming on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I loved it.
Such a pleasure. Always good to have an OKP. You can go find Brendan on Twitter at Airbud, at EYREBUD on Twitter. Also, he's got the Rad Dude Cast, another podcast. Go on iTunes. Great show. With Brendan and Anthony, friends of the show. So,
and Greg Stone.
Or Greg, who? Grog? Oh, I didn't even do that on purpose, but I'm happy I did that. Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah, man.
And doing the hypotheticals. At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here. I'm Jared Freed. You can find me on Twitter, JTrain56, Instagram, at Jared Freed. It's on Instagram, at Jared Freed. It's like Freed the Slaves, except F-R-E-I-D. So, at Jared Freed on Instagram. I'm also on Snapchat. It really is cool when you guys send me your snaps listening to the show, JTrain56 on Snapchat. And we are here every Tuesday and Fridays. Go on iTunes, rate us, compliment us. That would be really nice. It helps us out a lot. We'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.